Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Raising the Vibration on the Live Paranormal Radio Network and iHeartRadio.com. We're also at Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM, iVox, and more. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 28-year talk radio host in Los Angeles and beyond. I am both a creative and a performing artist, and I come to you live from my home in Southern California every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. This show is an outreach of a nonprofit movement of peace and love and kindness and unity that I started in 2016. It's raisingthevibration.org. I originally started to carry on my mom's teachings as a way to honor her after her passing, because she always believed that the key to the world getting into true harmony was to add more peace, more kindness, more love, and more unity, and of course, a higher vibrational resonance. With this show, we add to that the words ascend, evolve, inspire, and again, love. What are you doing to facilitate your own overall vibrational ascension? And how is that leading to your spiritual evolvement? And then how are you taking both of those wonderful things and using them to inspire others and to throw more love into the world? Basically, the show is about passion. It's about service. It's about what are you doing to make the world a better place. And every week on the show, I gather people that I believe to be the brightest, most beautiful, loveliest minds and hearts and souls in my spiritual community, in my entertainment community, and in the world of give back. Basically, every place I live belongs here. My guest today is no exception, although this is her first time being here on Raising the Vibration. She's a wonderfully talented spiritual being and channeler. She channels the amazing Golden Arrow, and it's just a joy to have her back on the show. Please welcome the wonderful Alexandra McComb. How are you, my friend? It's wonderful to have you here.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, I can. This technology is amazing.
It's something, right? You just plug in your number, and it takes care of you. It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful to have you here, my friend, and to be here with you. How are you feeling the world spiritually these days?
So me personally, I'm holding my own, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And so much is transpiring, and transpiring very quickly, very rapidly. And it's hard kind of to keep up with it and to keep up with our own spiritual work. I'll call it work. It's really not work. It's more an intention of staying connected. So I would say for me personally, I'm doing okay because I see the bigger picture, and I really live in a space of peace and harmony and joy. And I see that in everything around me and everyone around me, even though there is such dichotomy, the contrast that is everywhere. Even though there is that, that just always brings me back to, all right, well, I see the contrast. I see what's happening out there, and how would I prefer it to be different? So I just focus on, I would like to see everyone, you, me, the world, politics, religion, all of that. It's just everyone has their own journey, their own agenda for their own particular experience of learning, growing, and becoming more. So I have to say, I don't get caught up in, even though I view it, I see it, going on around me. I don't get caught up in the drama of it, the fire of it, the emotion of it. I just step back and just look at it and say, wow, we're really putting on a big show here.
We're like for God's ant farm, we've really been restless lately. We need to take a cue from the ants and how they all work together for a common goal. And I think every human being should be made to watch an ant farm for a year and learn how they work together so that we can see how easily we could be in that kind of harmony if we just let everybody do their thing.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Exactly.
I think that I see the little ants and I feel bad I don't want them in my house, but I see them and I see how they work together to, like, you know, 50 of them to carry a peanut. And I think that, wow, yeah. why we all the capacity inside of us to do that and to be that and to truly be the stewards of the creatures of the earth that we like to tell ourselves that we are and often don't act like. And, you know, really make the world a better place. And all it takes is just working together. Everybody just do your part, show up, do your thing that you're good at, and everybody else does their thing, and it all works out. And I wish we would get that, but I think it's going to take a little while before we do, you know?
Well, from my perspective, we're in the wrong place. The earth is not the place that is going to have all of that. The earth is for our growth and becoming more. And
yes.
In order to grow and to become more, we have to have the opposite to show us what it is that we truly want and desire for ourselves. So I think the key for all of us, including me, is to not get so caught up in the dramatic drama or the emotionality that is attached to what we see and what we hear and what we observe around us. Not to get attached to that, but just to hold our own space. I really think that that's the key, holding our own space, because when we're holding our own space, there's pure love there and gratitude and appreciation when we're holding our own space. There's no judgment, no criticism. So I really think that that's the key. At least that's how I live my life. And I have a really great life. I mean, in all aspects, a great life in every way.
Isn't that nice to think that? You know, sometimes when I see a lot of clients every day, and I know you do too, sometimes I think that part of what I do when I counsel people spiritually is help them to see what's great in their life. Because I think sometimes we're so busy thinking about what we don't have, what we haven't achieved, where we're not at yet, that we don't spend enough time focusing on what's really beautiful about our lives. And if you really focus on the things that are good, I believe it leads you to achieving the things that you so want from your life. But it all starts with that base, that glass half full perspective, right? That base of what's already good. Instead of spending your whole life, you know, focusing on and ruminating on all the things you don't have, which I think we're almost culturally raised to do, you know?
Yes, I agree. When I'm talking with people spiritually or helping them or just showing them a different perspective of looking at something, I always say, before you go to bed at night, lay your head on the pillow and speak about what you're grateful for just that day or just this moment, instead of looking at all of the conflict that was going on. Think about what was good about that conflict. And when you state the appreciation and the gratitude for it, your whole being, who you are, shifts. It changes because you're intending to see the good in everything and in people. And from my perspective, there is good in everyone.
It's just a choice.
Yes, that's beautiful. Yeah, I live with my little cat, my little baby, and have had known him since he was 3 days old, and our birthdays are 2 days apart, so we're completely soulmates. And he has this thing that he has to sleep with me every night. Funny, people talk about cats being nocturnal. This one sleeps with me all night long. And we always have to be touching. So right before we go to sleep, he always has to put his paw on top of my hand. It's a little thing he does every night. And I always say to him, right before we go to sleep, I say, we had a good day today, didn't we, Cullen? And that's kind of how we go to sleep, sort of reaffirming that our day. And then we wake up in the morning, as, you know, Aries people are famous for, with a whole new fresh perspective because it's a brand new day. And we're ready to go. And so important that you do that. And not just that I do it, but that I reinforce it with him, that we reinforce with our partners and our kids and our family members. Wow, you know what? Today was a good day. And that, what, is every day perfect? No. Do things happen every day? Sure. Is sometimes a day not that great in some perspective? Yes. But you still, at the end of the day, have to be so thankful for what the day was and the good of the day, and then reset the next day. Because I see so many of my clients are carrying stuff from 10, 20 years ago, and it just keeps piling up. You know, they're like emotional hoarders. They just can't let anything go. And every day they wake up and they're holding the things from 20 years, and then whatever happens today that isn't good just gets piled onto that stack. They never give themselves time to breathe and appreciate. And we only get so many days here. Why not find out what's good about each one, right?
Exactly. Well said. Exactly.
I think that.
Why not?
Yeah. Do you learn, I mean, I know that when you channel Golden Arrow, you sort of step aside and let them in. Do you consciously retain some of their messages for folks, and they heal you as well?
No, not quite exactly like that. I step aside, as you said. So the vibrational bigness of them comes into the back of my body. Through my back. And they slide my personality, the one you're talking to right now, they slide my personality to the right of me, and I kind of see a suspension there where I'm just there, and whatever is being said to the people from that they're speaking to, I don't hear, but they are working with me in conjunction with talking with whoever they're talking to, a group or an individual, whatever. So when I come out of trance, I am highly energized and focused, and I know that I have had my own spiritual work done in that time that I was not present.
Yes.
But I requested early on, when I knew that I was going to be channeling these beings, early on I asked, I not remember what they are saying to other people, because for me personally, I really don't want to know other people's business, so to speak. I don't want to know their faults or their issues or their problems. I have enough to deal with my own, let alone everybody that they talk to, especially a large group of people. So I don't remember anything that they say, but I know that I am also worked with at the time that they're working with everybody else.
Yeah, isn't that a beautiful thing that happens when I channel? Because I don't step aside like you. I admire you for doing that, but I don't. But I do channel from source messages for people. And after I've delivered messages to folks, I almost sort of feel like, you know, the way you feel when you when you come out of the car wash or you've just had a spa treatment, like everything is just kind of sparkly.
Yeah, exactly. Sparkly, rested, renewed. Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Especially healing. You know, I had a friend that used to say, when you give a healing, you get a healing. And I think that's so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think just when you're helping a friend, if you help to heal somebody, I believe you get healed in return.
Yes, and that's why you feel so good about helping a friend. But I will say this, there is a caveat to that, and that is once you've helped that individual in however way you've done it, channeling or your own view of the situation, and without any judgment or criticism on how they take that and just allow it to be, because a lot of times we get involved with people we care about and expect them, there is expectations, expect them to act upon our advice as we're giving it. And that's not our job. Our job is to give the advice, give what we know or share it,
yeah,
and leave it at that.
I agree. I was just had this talk the other day. I was doing this show, and I had my other show actually that I do here for iHeartRadio and Live Paranormal, and I had a fellow light worker, psychic medium with me, and I was discussing just that sometimes other psychics and light workers and healers will walk up to me, you know what's really frustrating? When you give them advice and they don't take it. And I always laugh because, honestly, I'm here to pass a message from Spirit onto you. It doesn't matter to me if you decide to take that message or not and what you do with it. That's your business. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I'm just here to pass messages on. And whether or not you decide to do that, you decide to take the messages or you decide to walk your path, that's between you and Spirit. I'm just the radio passing the message to you. I don't get my ego involved in that, and I don't think any light worker really should.
Yes, that's exactly. So that's exactly where I am with what you just said. I want to see the best in everyone. Whatever they do with their life, I know it's their journey. It's not my journey. And I have no right to say that anything is right or wrong about their journey. Golden Arrow has a phrase that they use, and that is, get out of their life. Get out of their journey. And, you know, Golden Arrow is truly a gold arrow to the heart. They say how it is very succinctly. They don't pull any punches. They don't beat around the bush. But I really like that about them, because if someone is really wanting to know the more of who they are, well, Golden Arrow can tell you exactly who you are, why you are, and where you are in this moment and why you're there experiencing it. So for me, I have just as many ups and downs, contrasts, as anybody else, because I'm living a big world here. You know, I own a retail store, and I'm an artist, and I'm a channeler. That's a lot, you know. So I interact with a lot of humans, and if I don't stay true to me, then I could really get involved in a lot of lives that's not none of my business.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. I love the energy of Golden Arrow. I know I've always told you that, and I know everybody does. Everybody loves Golden Arrow. But for me, the way they feel to me is almost like dealing with an angelic. There is a wisdom and a beauty and a gentleness, but they don't suffer any fools. And I like that, because I think that people need to be told the truth. And sometimes we don't learn unless somebody is telling us the bottom line, right? If you just continue to placate others and yourself, oftentimes nobody's going to grow, right? So I love that sometimes the messages can be a little blunt or a little difficult to hear, but they're for your growth, and they're done in a gentle way.
Yeah, there's no whitewashing for sure.
No, there's none.
No whitewashing.
My mom worked closely with Archangel Michael, and those kind of messages, the same sort of messages, like, you know, like, look, I love you, but don't make me come back there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I like it because we are an obstinate, stubborn species. And sometimes we have to have the law laid down in the gentlest of ways to realize how important our growth is.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Just for us, for the planet, for everybody else.
Yes.
Our growth affects everyone else's growth because we're all in this together.
Yes, the pebble in the pond. Exactly.
Absolutely.
We are in this all together. It would be good for us to all know that we're all in this together, because so much happens that we get depressed and we think that we're alone. And oh my gosh, we are so not alone ever.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? I think that's comforting to know. And, you know, some people, especially a lot of folks in our beloved metaphysical community, are so resistant of the idea of higher power. And I think probably it's because they grew up in indoctrined religions that made them feel powerless. But they want to think it's all me, right? I create my own destiny. I created everything. If anything is bad or negative, I did it. Okay, that's great, and I think that's beautiful, and we all should be empowered. However, I love the idea that we live in a universe with many beings and energies that are much bigger and more intelligent and more evolved than us, that we are learning from, because boring being the best chess player you know, after a while, you sort of crave knowledge from someone that knows more than you. And that, I think, is the beautiful thing about believing that we are being taken care of by these celestial beings that are so much older and wiser and more experienced than we are. And relaxing into that, into knowing that you're being taken care of. I always tell my clients that when you walk your path spiritually, imagine like your little hand is being held by the giant hand of spirit, and they're always walking next to you. So you never have to feel like you're really by yourself. And I love that, and I feel for people who won't let that in, because I don't want to be the biggest dog in town, you know?
Yeah, and you're right. When you are the biggest dog in town, then what? And then what is there, you know? And when you are the biggest dog in town, and you know, every learning experience is right and true for whoever is having that. But when you are the biggest dog in town, that took a lot to get there. And when you're there, when you're on the top and you're looking around at everything below you, at some point you've got to say, I know there's more than this. And then comes the opportunity to look at what more there really is. So even being the biggest dog in town is no different than being a homeless person on the street. It's really the same.
Yeah.
It's the same experience. Okay, here I am in this. I'm here on purpose. No one kicked me out of their car and put me here, or maybe they did. But here I am in this.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with this? And what more is there for me to know about this environment where I find myself? Even the biggest dog in town, he's on the top of the mountain and he's looking down and going, okay, now that I'm here, there's got to be something more. So the experience really is the same, always searching for the more of who I really am.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. I'm sorry?
That I've missed. What part of me have I missed?
Yeah.
You know, I ask I ask myself that pretty often in what I do. What am I missing? What am I missing about me that I need to get? And it makes me stop. It makes me stop and get quiet. Sheena, I'm really not a very social person. I'm social because of Golden Arrow. I have to be social. It's not that no one is forcing me to do that. It's just that Golden Arrow is reaching a large body of people, and so I'm in it, you know. But I'm really very I'm not shy, but I really like my quiet time. And when I stop and meditate, those are the things that I meditate about. What am I missing about me? Or especially if I'm a little frustrated, where is that coming from within me? What am I looking outside of me that is part of me that I'm denying looking at? Yeah. So I think those are the biggest growth steps that we all benefit from, become more from.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree very much. Yes. And I think it's important that we constantly take stock in what's going on inside of us, because we're constantly growing and changing, right? So sometimes clients will say to me, when am I just going to get there and then I can stop? And I'm like, no, you never get there and stop. You continually grow. And as we grow, we're changing. So we always sort of have to take stock in what's going on with us at this time and when is our next opportunity for growth, right?
In each moment of now, literally.
Yeah.
In each moment of now. And it's easy to lose sight of that, especially if we're in a job environment that is, an 8 to 5 or a 9 to 6 or an 8 to 8, whatever. It's an opportunity to set aside that environment and just go within and feel the quiet and feel the bigness that we really are. You know, our brains that are cellular, our brains keep us active because it's the job of the brain, of the physical brain, is to keep us alive at all costs. That's
right.
The job of our brain. So our brain does a good job. It is always keeping us active, always keeping us going, always keeping other thoughts and new things going on in our head to keep us from being quiet.
Right, yeah.
I remember when I first started meditating or practicing meditation, I was in my early 30s, and it was very difficult for me to not have any brain movement. My brain is always very active, like all of ours. Spiritual teacher said to me, just say to your brain, because it's cellular, just say to your brain, thank you for thinking those thoughts, but we're going to just not think them for right now. We'll think about them later. We're going to be quiet now. And that was probably the biggest step that I ever took in meditation, because my brain literally went quiet, and I went, whoa. It didn't have to think, because I told it didn't have to think. And it's amazing our brain will do what we tell it to do, because it's cellular.
Agreed.
And being quiet is where everything outside of this earth realm exists. Everything. Everything we've ever wanted to know about life and what life is, not human life, not body life, but vibrational life, is in the quiet space when we acknowledge to our brain that it doesn't have to think for these moments. So meditation became very easy for me when I learned that tool.
Yes. And you're always active, because when you stop actively pushing your brain, to do things, spirit comes in and you're still getting messages and it's still, things are still happening. It's
yes.
like taking your foot off the gas. When you take your foot off the gas, the car doesn't stop. It's still moving.
Right.
It's
right.
You're not pushing forward anymore. And that's what it's kind of like.
Empty.
And I love those times now where I just sort of chill and let spirit just sort of come in and talk to me and give me ideas and chat me up. And I don't have to be always pushing. It feels good not to push. So many years in the
yeah.
entertainment business, you know, it feels so good not to push anymore. I moved to the beach. I in my childhood home with my mom's energy everywhere. I take the foot off the gas a lot down here. And I just let spirit talk. I don't always have to be talking. I talk for a living. You know, nice to let
yes.
spirit talk sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a beautiful
good.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
I'm not trying to take my golden arrow. I love talking to you. I don't know when you want to bring golden arrow in, but whenever you want is okay. Because I would just sit here and talk to you till the end of the hour. So.
Whenever you want Golden Arrow, I'll bring them in whenever you want to talk with them. Are you ready?
Let me ask you something before you bring them
sure.
in. Let me ask you something. So you spent a lot of your time living in the mountains.
Yes, Lake Arrowhead.
Are you now dividing time between the mountains and the ocean?
Yeah, we moved down 2 years ago to Baja, down towards Cabo. 80 miles north of Cabo. And so I have my store still in Lake Arrowhead. So I come up every 2 months for a couple weeks just to work in my store. But I do expos around metaphysical, spiritual expos around the country. We just finished one in Florida and one in Northern California in the San Francisco area. So I do a lot of traveling that way with Golden Arrow. And we do Golden Arrow online. Well, we do Zoom sessions for groups also. So I do I live permanently now in Baja because we sold our homes up in Lake Arrowhead. I actually rent a home here in Lake Arrowhead now and have a couple roommates, lady roommates that watch the house for me when I'm gone. So I'm permanently down there. And, but I have to say this, personally, me, Alexandra, I am fed with, timbers, with mountains and timbers.
Yeah.
The trees just give me so much, just a fullness that I don't get anyplace else. My husband, Hugh, on the other hand, is fed by the ocean. So
right.
we really have the best of both worlds. He walks the beach and spends, he talks to the ocean every day, literally,
yeah.
and it talks to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way with the ocean. I don't know that I could live away from the ocean.
Yeah.
I've never lived away from it.
No.
My father was an amateur boat builder. He was a design engineer, but his passion was wooden boats. And I mean, he would
mm-hmm.
build a boat in the whole wood, and the only parts that were iron, he would get off old ships. He was very past lifey about that. And so I was born on Long Island Sound in New Haven, Connecticut. And then we lived on Lake Michigan. And then we lived in the Chesapeake Bay. And then we moved here. So the farthest I've ever lived from the ocean is when I moved out and lived in the San Fernando Valley. But even then, when you're like
right.
a half an hour from the ocean. So now that
right.
I'm actually on the ocean, I don't know that I would ever leave the ocean again. I find it to be just an amazing, constant spiritual conduit. And I think Southern California in general is so beautiful because it's the ocean cradled by the desert and the mountains, right? I mean, to me, that's the ultimate spiritual nest.
I agree. Mhm. I agree.
And I love that. So, but yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Is energetically, it was the mountains or the ocean for you, and now I know it's the mountain for you and the ocean for you.
Yeah, exactly. Mhm. And not that I am not fed by the ocean. I am. But it's not the same as with timbers. It is very different.
the flowing, the back and forth movement of the ocean and the vibration and the energy that is held within the tide itself is a
right.
little bit much for me. Whereas the trees, the timbers, just hold a very softness about them that permeates my being. Whereas the ocean, especially when the tides are strong, it's kind of a battering. And it's not bad at all, but it comes vibrationally to me like that. And
yes.
I'm not sure that you have that so much in Southern California like you do in Mexico, because we
yeah.
have hurricanes, and that is an intense vibration. Intense.
right.
This September will be our second time with a hurricane. Hugh moved down there the day of the hurricane.
Oh,
so,
no.
It was a great experience for him, I have to say. I didn't go down when he did because I was in the throes of working in my store and getting it stable to leave and get everything packed up that we needed to have moved down there. So I was involved in other things. And he went down, and he actually drove down. Took him like a three-day journey it was for him. I think it was 3 days. And when he pulled into our home, he unloaded the car and went to the Mercado, which is the little supermarket that you shop at in Mexico, and got some food and went in the house, and the storm hit, literally. And for the whole next day, it just thundered, lightning, rain, wind that was 120 miles an hour. So he got initiated very quickly. No power, no electricity, all of that. But he made it through, and we talked on the phone throughout the day and as it was happening, and he would send me videos. And I was very thankful that I was here.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Scary, right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know if
that's
it was
wonderful.
Scary. So you just do what you have to do when windows aren't closed. You go through the house and make sure that every window is closed, and you put a towel around the bottom of the window, because in Mexico it's tropics. You know, you have doors and windows open all day, 24/7. And except when there's a storm, and then you batten down the hatches and put towels around everything. So, because the rain does come in regardless, and you mop the floors.
Yeah.
You know, we live on clay floors, so it's very easy care floors.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fascinating. I'm loving it. I've never been to Mexico. I know.
Well, Sheena.
I've never been.
We have a casita over our garage that is a full-on bedroom, living area, sun deck. You can come and stay in our casita and view Mexico from the roof of your casita.
I would be honored. And we can have deep spiritual talks every night. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, we actually could and would. Yes, absolutely. Well, you can just take this as this is your invitation.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to take you up on that. I absolutely love that. We'll make a plan for that. That sounds wonderful. All right, why don't we talk to Golden Eagle? Because I know they're probably dying to come through at this point. Like, wait a minute, when is it our time?
Well, so when I go into trance, you're going to have to keep the time and let them know when their time is up, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem. We have about 20 minutes.
Okay. All right, so give me a second or two.
Sure, absolutely. You take your time. So what's happening now for those of you who haven't
heard Alexandra on my show before is that now she is literally, like she said, allowing golden arrow to come in through her back. She's stepping to the right, and they are coming to the forefront to talk to us and pass some beautiful messages on to us about the world, which I think is a wonderful thing. I'm sure a lot of the time when they work one-on-one with people, people want questions about their lives. I think the great thing about having them on the radio like this is that we get to hear messages about humanity in general and the world and ways that we can become more enlightened and evolve and better walk our paths. So that's what I like about something like this. So give me a shout out.
Greetings to you. Greetings to you indeed, truly. It is a delightful experience for us to be here with you, to communicate with you, to interact with you, but far more importantly, to commune with you in this way. Truly a delightful experience for us. For you see, it gives us the opportunity then to take a look at how you all are doing on this planet that you call Earth, what it is that you are experiencing and how you are looking at your life experience, your own personal life experience, and why you are truly here, why you chose this particular time frame to experience this life that you call by your name. What we would like for you to know is that you are all here on purpose. There is no accident. There is no coincidence that you are here having the experiences that you are having. It is all right action. There is no mistake about anything that you are experiencing, and you must think to yourself, with Golden Arrow, I would not be creating the things that I am creating. And we say to you, but oh, you did indeed create all of this. And we would like to take just a moment to express to you all how it is that you set up this life experience for yourself. Before you incarnated, or before you took your first breath, you were just a vibration, yes, a soul. You were not in a body. You were just a vibration. And as a vibration, you are choosing, have chosen to have a confinement experience in a body. And this confinement experience you call being a human being. And as a vibration, choosing to have another confinement experience in a body, you set out to make an indelible imprint of a life that you were going to live here on this planet, that you were going to grow and to become more within, whatever that experience is. And for all of you on the planet, we would like for you to know that every experience that you are having is about not being enough. Not having enough money, not being loved enough, not having experiences that are loving experiences. Everything on the planet is about not being enough. That is a blanket statement for all of you who are having this earthly physical experience. Now, you chose your family. You chose your mother, your father to sponsor you on this journey. You chose your family members, all those around you. You chose them to have this experience with you. Now, from 0 to 7, when you took your first breath, everything that you viewed around you, everything that you saw, experienced, heard, felt, all of that from 0 to 7 was making an indelible imprint for you to live this life experience of not being enough. So with that in mind, that indelible imprint is complete by the time that you are 7 years of age. And you continue on then for the rest of your life, reliving those experiences from that indelible imprint. As an example, from 0 to 7 in your family life, let's say that you were one of 3 children and you were the middle child and you were pushed aside, so to speak, did not have the attention from your mother or your father because you had one that is older than you and you now have a younger one that's younger than you. So you're just pushed aside. So not being heard, not being loved, not being wanted, those are the indelible imprints that you were feeling and observing from 0 to 7. For those of you who whose family left you completely, abandoned you completely, gave you up for adoption, and you did not have a family environment, so your indelible imprint is going to be one of not being anything enough, yes? So we say to you, knowing that, having that information of not being enough gives you the impetus then to see that who you are, what you are, how you think is enough, and only you can become that. That is that indelible imprint that you made on purpose to come here and have this confinement experience in this body. So now take a look at your life experience and what it is that you saw, observed, heard, and felt from 0 to 7, and you can see how you have replayed that CD-ROM, that indelible imprint, to the time, the date that you are and the age that you are in this moment of now. You can see where you have set up those experiences of not being enough in whatever form or format you have chosen, so that you can see that what you desire is to be enough, what you desire is to be loved. But there is no one outside of you that can do that for you. That is your job. You came here to learn about you, to grow and to become more in all the dichotomy, in all of the contrasts that are here around you. And let us say, you all are in right action. You're all here on purpose, and you all are having the experience of knowing who you really are. Now, some of you may lead this entire lifetime and not ever know that. That is all right. You did as much as you could do with what you had to work with. So, Sheena, do you have questions or comments?
Of course. I was just letting you talk because I think you're all so brilliant. So I think that we talk a lot in the spiritual community now about a shift, that we are shifting as a species into a higher consciousness on this earth and into something that is more spiritually based and less earthbound based. Do you believe in that shift? Is that something that you have foreseen, and it's something you believe is happening right now?
Indeed. The shift, indeed, as you call it, from our perspective, it is just an alignment. It is really not a shift at all, but we understand what you as human beings express or define as a shift, which means, from your point of view or from your brain, is that the vibrational movement is elevating. We would say it that way. From our perspective, it is an alignment which has always been. These shifts, as you call it, have always been happening in different realms, planetary. It happened in Atlantis. If you study Atlantis, for as much that has been written about it and channeled about it, Atlantis went through the same process of alignment or shifting. So from our perspective, what is happening with humanity in this moment of now is that you all have an opportunity to see the more, and you all created the environment so that you can get quiet and see the more. One example would be what you call the flu virus, that was a 2-year stint, so to speak. You understand?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. So
the virus.
That flu virus affected the entire planet, not just the United States, but the entire planet. And as a
community of higher thought, all of you on the planet, you created that so that you could do a job, but work from your home. You created it so that you could stop the spinning of your wheels, so to speak, stop the constant interaction with humanity. You had to stop and to spend time with your family to get back to the family environment and to see how you all care so much and so deeply about each one of you. That the family environment is just a mirror or a picture of this planet. So it is important that this information that is coming to each and every one of you to see the opportunity to grow and to become more is what you really came here to do. And you had to create those environments in order for it to make sense in your brain to step aside and not be so busy, not be so consumed with all the drama that is going on around you, even though it had to be from a dramatic state of being a flu virus that covered the entire planet.
Yes, I agree. Yes, that is absolutely, I agree. Do you think also, Golden Arrow, because I've always believed that part of the reason for the global pandemic was that so that we could all see the sameness of everyone on the earth having the same experience at the same time, because there was no corner of the earth that the virus didn't touch, right? And I think it's so important for us to understand that we're one human family and we're all in this together. Is that the same message that you have for us?
Yes, and another point of interest that we would like to express is that the virus, the pandemic as you call it, was not an accident at all. It was set up right on purpose and all right action. There was no wrong about it. It was on purpose to open the minds of everyone in whatever capacity they had to see. So it was not that you were a victim of it at all. We would like for you all to know that you were the creators of it, to grow, to expand, and to become more. So we say to you, good job. Well done. Yes, people dropped the body. Yes, they did. And that was on purpose as well. That was right action as well. It was time for them to leave for whatever reason was that they chose to leave in that way. There is no end to life at all. You continue to grow and to become more whether you have a body or not.
Yes. Yes. What do you believe? This is good. This is a big one. I hope it's okay. I know you have all the answers, but I hope it's okay to ask this. When we progress to the point where we no longer have to come back to the earth to do our work, so we no longer need to be in a body, what happens to us then?
So your brain, your cellular brain only hold so much information. Yes?
Yes.
So it is the brain to know that there are other realms of reality, other millions of realms of reality, of existence, and other frameworks of reality, which the brain has difficulty taking in and identifying. But the body is only one framework of existence, and there are frameworks of existence that have what you would call partial bodies that are luminous, bodies that are iridescent, so to speak.
that have no internal organs. There are many, many other realms of existence. And so when you are just a vibration, before you decide to have a body, a human experience, and you're just a vibration, you are within other realms of reality in that vibration. So you grow and become more in every type of existence that you create for yourself. It just so happens that one framework of huge growth is being in a confined body.
That's beautiful. That's so beautiful. And thank you. We are almost out of time, but I appreciate you. Those are questions that I get all the time when I teach and when I work with people individually. And so, I mean, I can tell them what I think, but I thought everybody would love to know what you think. Thank you for your time, Golden Arrow. It's always an honor to spend time with you.
All right. We'll leave the body at this time, and we offer them to you all blessings, peace, harmony, and the joy. So be it.
Wow. I hope you all enjoyed that. I had to answer a lot of the questions that you all always ask me. And I think we're going to get out back for a minute.
Okay.
Just a minute. Welcome back, my friend. I always love to have them come, but I'm always happy when you come back. Please let us know, because we're almost out of time, where people can find you online, book a session with you, hear you speak, all of that good stuff.
Golden Arrow Channeling 9@gmail.com is how you can reach me via email. My direct phone number line is area code 951-315-8170. Also, there's a book out that Golden Arrow channeled. It's Who Are You and What Are You Doing Here? And you can receive a gold line on Amazon and get it online, or you can order it from me directly. How else, Gina?
That's it. That's good. Do you have a website?
Oh, website, yes. Let's see. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. It's alexandra-goldenarrow.com. Oh, almost
beautiful.
Got it.
Thank you for being here, my friend. It's always an honor, and let's do this again soon.
Yes, thank you so much. Much love to you.
You too, sweetheart. Take care. The wonderful Alexandra McCall. Of course, Golden Arrow. If you missed those links, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, that's me, and I'm everywhere on social media at SheenaMetal, and of course, LiveParanormal.com, iHeartRadio.com, and this show, RaisingTheVibrationRadio.com, and the movement is at RaisingTheVibration.org. Till I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity. Always work to raise your vibration and know that you are love and you are loved and you are definitely loved by me. I'm Sheena Metal. This is Raising the Vibration. Keep raising your vibration every day. I'll see you next time. Take care of you and have a wonderful week.